Margaret's banter ran earlier today, and Margaret's had a huge day at Moi, and it's been great to have Margaret on this program over the course of my time at this station, and she's been good enough to give me a couple of minutes just to assess Margaret Banter's run from earlier today. Margaret, welcome back to the show. Great to have you on.
Thank you, Dwayne. It's lovely to be on, and what a day I've had. Oh, it was just a fabulous thrill to be here to watch her have her first run, and she did quite well. She didn't win, but she didn't have to. She had a good win. She had a good race.
You're about to get into the stretch limousine and head back into town, I understand, Margaret. Did you have a chat to the jockey and the trainer after?
I did have a little chat to him. I told him that, you know, to be kind to her, give a little tickle under the ear and a little nudge, a cuddle and a crack at the whip, and she'll know what she's all about. And she did. She was making a good effort there at the last, but just got a little bit shy, I think. She'll be good for the run.
And you've been inspiring to many of our listeners on this program, Margaret. Did you have a chat to the horse at all pre-race?
I did. I put my arms into her, around her face, and she rubbed noses together. We did. It was just lovely. She knew that I was there, so that was lovely. She knew.
And did you have a chat to her after?
No, I didn't talk to her after. She was a bit tired, and they took her in under their wing and wrapped her up for the night. She'll be back. You wait and see. Next time. I spoke to the jockey.
Yep.
And he's a nice little chap, and he said what he was going to do, and he said that she had a good run and he was quite happy with her. He maybe thinks maybe next time she might put the blinkers on. He thought she was a little bit shy too. So next time, maybe the blinkers. Who knows?
Did he at all go a little early, do you think, Margaret?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Maybe the owner thinks that she might have got a little bit of awe, you know, about everybody around her and that. But she did well. I was happy with her. That's
the main thing. If you're happy, we're all happy as owners. Margaret, next run for her, when's it going to be? What have you got slotted in?
Well, not for a while. She's going to have a spell and put on a few pounds. And that's not hard to... He said 50 kilos. Oh, God forbid. But 50 kilos, I suppose, is not much for a horse, but my God, 50 kilos is a lot. So she's going to have a spell, put on a little bit of weight, and you know what? We'll see her again.
Something home cooked by you to get the way it did? Have you got a suggestion at all to get it?
Oh, I'd cook her some nice oats, cook her some nice barley and some... God, give her a good feed, I can tell you. Some lovely oats.
And is the whole SEN track team down there with you?
Absolutely wonderful I've been. Hutchie even went and put a bet on for me in the last race. And at home it come and I got $80 in me kick. How's that?
Oh, well, so you're shouting the way home, Margaret.
Absolutely.
All right. Oh, I think the chauffeur's ready to go. I think the helicopter's ready to lift off there at Moi and bring you back.
It is. It is. Bye for now, folks. Thanks for it.
Margaret, good on you, Margaret. Margaret at Moi after Margaret's banter. I just missed out on a place. Fourth in a five-horse field. But it was one of the best fourths in a five-horse field you'd ever want to see.